Hi, this is Max.
Hi, this is Polly.
And welcome to Connect with Max and Polly.
Connect with Max and I if you are ready to share our universal connection. We help you hold on to personal peace and live with awareness in everyday life.
Each week, we will use what is happening in the world right now as a gateway to our higher selves and how we can reframe everything to uplift our personal and collective lives, so you can lead the show with a fresh view of the world and the news.
Good morning. It's Polly Wyrum. Welcome and thank you for joining us. I am here with my wonderful friend, Max Ryan, and we are here to celebrate the day and bring a closing to the radio show, but we will talk about that more. But I am Polly Wyrum. I'm an intuitive life coach and a writer. And so we just want to get the messages that we think are important out into the world, people talking about it. So each week we have, in the past, we chose a topic and we like to bring it into the news and basically help people connect to peace as they move through the daily life, even though they get bombarded with social media stuff and just, maybe raising families, whatever it is, being a caregiver, whatever it is that affects you. What we strive to do is bring a little bit more peace into your life and even hopefully some humor into your life, because laughter is always really good. So without further ado, here is my wonderful friend, Max. How are you today, Max?
I'm fantastic, Polly. It's great to be here as always. I'm thinking about all those people in the middle of the country and even the East that are having Alaska weather right now.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Mm-hmm. I talked to somebody yesterday, minus mm-hmm. 21 in Chicago, and it's like 30 here in Anchorage.
Oh, my God. I know. New York City
was crazy?
Like, it's 5 degrees with the wind chill. It's like 20 below. It's insane. It's insane.
That's rough.
But it's great to be here. I'm in California, you're in Alaska, and it's raining here in California, which we always need, which is great. And so it's great to be here. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about the final situation, our farewell episode today. So thank you for tuning in, everybody. But just to let you know who I am, my name is Max Ryan. I'm an intuitive, and I'm also a spiritual teacher. And everything that I do is to invite those who are ready to break through their egoic mind into their joy, into their flow, and into their love that's already here right now. And I've been doing this for a very long time, and I love helping people to see the shift in from fear to love, from craziness to peace, and from the unknown to the known. And when I say known, it's that knowing that's beyond your mind, the knowing that's your intuition that's running through your whole body. So I love being here, and of course I love you, Polly, and I love working with you. So it's great to be here today.
Okay, I have one thing, and I know that there's so much going on in the world, but one thing that I kind of want to talk about, and it's mm-hmm. quite simply kindness,
mm-hmm.
the act of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's so simple, but I think that it's overlooked a lot, right? Like, you know, we move through the day, and I'm saying we, but I mean me frequently. I move through the day, you know, driving my little golden minivan or whatever, you know, doing the stuff that I do or at work, right? But it's that pause, you know, something that occurs, it brings a pause, and it brings that opportunity for connection with another, right? And having an act of kindness. And so I just feel like, you know, one step closer to living a life in, you know, in the compassionate world is doing these acts of kindness. So what do you think about that, Max?
Well, immediately when you said kindness, I thought of what the Buddha said about kindness, which I quote this a lot, and I think it's really true, is that, one of his disciples asked him at one point, he said, how can I clear my past life karma, my present life karma, and my future life karma? And what he's really saying is, how can I break through all of those blockages of fear and all of that stuff? That's what he's saying. And the Buddha said one word, and he said kindness. And when you think about it, the vibration, the intention of kindness is such a high vibration, and it's so simple. It's so simple.
It is so simple. I actually wrote my blog about it this week. But it is. It's one of those things. It's like, I frequently say meditation is free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kindness is free. Both of those have the ability to vastly change your life. And not just change your life, but change the life of those that you love, right? And and it's not just that you're being kind to those in your life. You know, kindness to strangers, I think, is vital for humanity. Mm-hmm. But as you are kind, your vibration changes, the way you view the world changes, and right, and that changes everybody around you, right?
Right, and then of course, I mean, I think you're kind of alluding to this and starting to allude to it, is that you know, everything starts with ourselves. So developing the capacity to be kind to ourselves is the whole enchilada, if you want to say, because when you are kind to yourself, when you're in the practice of realizing how much you are beating yourself up, how much you're judging yourself, and instead choose to be kind to yourself on a regular basis, that you cannot help but, as you're in the world, to be kind to others unconsciously. And so I think that's really an important thing, because it always, our transformation, the transformation of the world starts with the transformation of ourselves, right?
Mm. It does. Absolutely.
It sure does.
And I also think that, living a compassionate, living in a kind, compassionate, or living kind and compassionately, right? So that we're aware of other people's pain and we open up our heart, right? That is the step that takes us to the awareness of all, right? So it's like, in the awareness of all, there is no compassion, right? Because you've moved beyond the separation.
Duality.
Right?
That's exactly it.
Right.
Yeah.
You've moved beyond that. But you have to have that kindness, that compassion, to get to the awareness, right? Does that make sense?
Like, yes, it totally does.
And the first step is kindness and compassion, right? It takes some courage to be brave and to feel, and not to just feel, but to reach out. Compassion and courage go hand in hand.
I agree because we're always taught that our that kindness is vulnerable, and you'll be vulnerable, but really your vulnerability is your strength. Right. And so that's why, in A Course in Miracles, we're taught that, listen, here's the deal. You, when you are kind, that is the vibration of God, right? That's the vibration of all that is. That's it. And so when you're taught that, and one of the greatest ways also is, forgiveness is the key to your happiness. When you forgive yourself, when you forgive others, that's an extreme act of kindness. And that is forgiveness is a muscle that just needs to be worked on, and once you start working on it, you just are like, I can't think of not forgiving someone or not forgiving myself. And so when you develop that capacity, then kindness just flows through everything, for sure. Let me just say really quickly before we keep talking, the number to call in here is 516-531-9809. We would love to talk to you. So give us a call. All right. I love that topic. I love the topic of kindness. It's fantastic. So are you in your golden minivan right now? Let me just ask you that.
I'm not. It's you know what? There. Were you hearing the ping?
I was hearing a beep.
It's gone. The beep has kindly disappeared.
That's okay. I was like, oh my God, I love it. You're in the minivan. I love it. you're not. That's okay. It's all good. I've been in the golden minivan, and it is really a golden minivan. It's like the magic bus. It's fantastic.
It is. And you know, here's the thing. That golden minivan, much to, you know, my husband's not super, he wants me to get rid of the golden minivan. But the golden minivan is great in the summer, and I want to drive the Alpan Highway in the summer. And it would be a great, it's kind of like, you know, like the hippie golden minivan, except it looks like the mom hippie golden minivan.
You can be a hippie mom. There's no reason you couldn't be a hippie mom. You are.
I kind of am a hippie. Yeah.
All right. We do have a caller on the line. Should we take this caller and then we're going to talk a little bit more? What do you think, Polly?
Absolutely. I think that sounds perfect.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go to caller that is calling from area code 510, and the first three digits are 258. 510-258. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Max. Hi, Polly. This is Sarah. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Sarah.
How are you? Hi, good. Good to hear you guys. Like, I just happened to have time this morning, and I noticed that your show was on, so I was like, let me call in. And then I'm sad to hear it's your last show. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to talk about the last show after we talk to you, Sarah. We'll talk about, you know, moving on and the reasons and stuff like that, because it's, you know, endings don't have to be sad. They can be beginnings. Right, Sarah?
True. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Great. I
love
it. And just to be completely transparent, Sarah is one of my private students that I've worked with, and I just love her and her family, and they're amazing people. So,
thank you.
Right.
You've been awesome. I've my whole life has been transformed. My way of, you know, thinking, my kindness. You guys were talking about forgiveness and kindness, and you know, I feel like this year, like last year, were the first times in my life where I actually feel immense kindness to myself, to others, instead of being stuck in, like, you know, pain and misery and feeling like a victim and, you know, seeing the world as negative instead of positive. So I thank you for that, Max. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Sarah. And so I just want to say real quickly, sorry, we're having a delay here. Sarah, and also just everyone listening, I mean, Sarah made the choice to reach out to say, I want to have a different way of being with myself and living in the world. And so, you know, as spirit does, it brings people together, and it brought Sarah and I together. So I'm honored. I'm completely honored, Sarah. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to tell everybody, you know, if you're thinking about doing work, I know it's tough living, you know, especially having a family and thinking about the financial aspect of it, but you know, you're investing in yourself. And the abundance will flow from every single place you can, you know, you would never think of. So once you invest in yourself and you do this work and you put value on, you know, your state of mind and your peace and calm and the love that you have, like, we're creatures that were meant, it's our God-given right to love. And a lot of us are, we strip ourselves of it, you know. So this is the best thing you can do, is to invest in yourself, and you'll, you know, you'll see the abundance come from ways that, like, your mind will just be blown.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautifully said, Sarah. I love it. All right,
thank
Sarah.
You.
So do you have a specific question you want us to either pull a card or tune into, or do you want us to do like a general what we're picking up for you?
General would be fine. Well, no, actually, I do have a question. I actually sold my business, and I'm looking to do something else, and I'm kind of in that crossroads where I don't know which way to go. I have friends that invest, like, for example, in the stock market, and, you know, they do day trading. So I'm looking at that right now, or I'm looking to start a new restaurant. I don't know. Like, I know I don't want to work too much. I want to do something where it's going to be, like, I'll have like an income coming in and I don't have to put too many hours in. But
good,
like that's where I'm like, what do I do?
That's great. I love it. Polly, I'm going to let you take the lead with Sarah first, okay?
Yeah. So, Sarah, the first thing I'm getting, and it's interesting, it feels like it is better fit to have like a, you know, how you say brick and mortar or whatever, like a physical structure, but it also is not very big. So I don't know that it would be a restaurant. It seems smaller than that, and I don't know if it's because you have a bit of a block about it expanding too much and then you're overwhelmed with being busy, if that's why they're showing it to me kind of small. But it does feel like if it's some type of structure is better for you than, you know, the virtual where you're just trading numbers. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. And that's kind of where I'm stuck. I don't know which way to go.
Well, I don't know if this will help you at all, but the way that they're showing me what it looks like is it's like brick on the bottom and then it has glass on top, and it's not very deep. It's not like a standalone building. It's in a building. So I feel like it's part of – have you thought about where you do something with tickets? Like where you do where you're managing – so – it's something with tickets. So it's not necessarily day trade. It's not day trading like stocks, because they're actually going to get something in their hand. But you don't need very much space for this. But you're actually, they will receive something in their hand. So just kind of play around with that. And if you want, you know, if something pops up a week or two later, you can email me and I'll see. But it's something like you don't need very much space. And it is like a, like they do receive a paper type form. So just kind of play with that and see where it takes you.
Okay. Good. So I agree with Polly in a lot of ways, because one thing, and I'm do my best to, because I said that I do know Sarah, so I'm doing my best to just kind of sort through the prior information I know about Sarah. But the first thing I do want to say is that the first card that came up for you was the Hangman card. And the Hangman card is the card that is all about opening up out-of-the-box thinking, right? So look at ask for like surprises from the universe, from your guides, from God, to be like, hey, I would like to see this in a whole new different way, that this could be something that I've never thought before. Does that make sense, Sarah?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And I've been intuitively inspired by, because I don't want to do something that's familiar. I'm getting like this inspiration that it's something that's different. And that's why I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, I know, because I go based on my feeling, and you know, I don't want to go towards the path of like something I've already done. So that's why I'm like, kind of like
good.
In this limbo.
So I'm probably picking up the Hangman thing for sure. So keep going, like it's something new. It's something, you know, and just say, bring me something that kind of like is out of the box that I never would have thought of before, that will kind of turn you on. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I definitely, this isn't in the cards, but I, from knowing you and then also picking up your energy in this moment, Sarah, is that I really believe you're much more productive when you have a space to go to. Like, this is where I agree with Polly. Having, like, even if you're just renting a workspace, renting a little office somewhere where you go and you sit and you deal with creating your business, whatever it happens to be. I think you're much more productive like that. You know how a lot of people are really productive by having doing an online business in their home or whatever? That's not for you. You have to get out of the house, and you have to have your distractions away, and you have to be like, okay, I'm going to laser in on this, because I feel like I don't even know your zodiac sign, but I feel like there's do you have a lot of what's it called, Taurus in your sign?
I think Pisces. Think my secondary house is a Leo. Pisces and Leo.
Okay. Well, I get Taurus, and I feel like the Taurus energy for you is something you need to tap into. That Taurus energy is going to sound negative. I think for you it's good because it's kind of the in a way the opposite of Pisces. It's the stubborn energy. The focus, like I'm going to do this one thing and this is what I'm going to do. That's what I feel like you need to kind of like be like, I'm going to just go, this is, I'm going to go for it. Boom. You know how bulls just go, I have a goal.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to get in my way. Boom. You need to kind of okay, thank you so much. And then I'm going to wrap up. It's kind of like this, you know, it's like, I feel like adopting that attitude, Sarah, a little bit like, I'm going to go for it no matter what. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to be like a bull in a china shop because I'm going to love what I'm doing or whatever. Adopt that attitude. Then I think that something is going to come to you like, oh, my God, this would be the perfect thing to be the bull. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, you say Taurus, my son is a Taurus, and he's the one that's always like, hey, Mom, like he's been, for example, wanting to list things on eBay. He's very like, let's do it. And he's always pushing me like, Mom, like, let's list things. I want to sell this. I want to do this. And I'm like, whoa.
So
he's
your
the one
son,
that's always pushing me.
That's perfect. That's perfect. So you need to just, you know, just say, what's your son's name again? I forgot. Sorry.
Armand.
Okay. Just say, what would Armand do? Just be like,
yeah,
Armand would
exactly.
say, do this. Boom, 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 boom.
Sure.
So take on a little bit more of those characteristics of the bull. And I think that that's really, really good for you. And I also, and then we'll wrap up. I picked the World card for you turned upside down. And which means for you, the world when it's upside down, I mean, right side up, it's like travel, change, lots of amazing rewards and everything. But when it's upside down, it's showing me that you definitely are in a place of stagnation. It's like kind of like, so that's actually a good place for you to be. So just do what I'm talking to you about and think about what Polly's telling you about in this place of stagnation. Because you're going to be guided. And be guided from your heart, not your gut. Your gut's going to tell you what not to do, but your heart will pull you towards what you want to do.
Yes, true.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much. Thank you. That really clarifies a lot.
Awesome. Very good,
hey,
sweetie.
Sarah, one last thing. You know, if you have that little space, there's something about like selling tickets to events or doing, there's something like, I don't know, just look into it, but there's definitely some, you know, like you're the access to, you're the middle person. That's the way to look
at
it. You're like the middle person between some transactions.
Okay.
And you have really great organizational skills. I want to say that. And I feel like you would be I just got this and then we're I keep saying we're going to wrap up. But you would be great at this kind of like being almost like a high-end personal assistant for someone to be like, I'm getting your plane tickets, I'm going to organize this and all that kind of stuff. You would be great at that actually. I feel like.
Yeah. I just don't see myself ever working for anybody. I'm just like, I want
to
work for
then
myself
don't.
And make, because my business, then, like, I mean, it was tough making it, but I stuck through it. And, you know, I just sold it for almost like $500,000 right now. So
fantastic.
Paid my house off and, you know, I
can't.
So I see myself as like entrepreneur. Like I need to do it for myself.
But you have great organizational skills. Let me tell you, you do.
Yeah, so. I'm very abstract. I can think of things that other people don't think of. Like, I look under every rock. That's
I love it. Perfect.
All right, thank you so much. That really clarifies a lot. Thank you.
All right, babe. Have a great day.
Enjoy.
All right,
bye-bye.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Oh, I love that, Sarah. Thanks for calling in. A lot of good things in that call, right, Polly?
There are a lot of good things. And most of all, you know, one of the things that really struck me is, you know, it's easier for a lot of people to take the time, you know, to commit to a gym membership, right, because you're going to see those physical changes, than it is to commit to a change that is going to be like, an emotional change. It's definitely something much more intrinsic, because even though if you get physically fit, that is intrinsic, but you also have the extrinsic rewards of people saying, wow, you look great. But the thing is, if you commit to yourself and to your thinking and to your mental stability, that also brings, you know, that is intrinsic and extrinsic as well. Because also have, you know, the people recognizing, wow, you have peace in your life, right? But that's not as easy to commit to that.
That's right. And what I mean, what you're saying is just talking about the whole way the law of the universe and manifestation works is it all starts internally. Everything that is, we are the cause, the world is the effect. And so if we're not dealing with the cause, then the effect is all over the place. We have different effects all over the place. And so the results change. But when you start to do that work, as Sarah was saying, and you commit, make a commitment to say, you know what? And this is what I found that my students say, that there is a certain percentage of people that are at their life. This is not a judgment. This is just the facts that are at a point in their life where they're just like, I'm ready. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to do something different, and I'm going to allow more joy. And it's not always – and listen, it's not always the easiest road, but it is so worth it. It is so worth it. And then you naturally go, oh, my God, I want to be fit, and it feels really good. You don't go, oh, I need to be skinny so I can look good in my clothes. You just feel like that feels right because it comes from the inside outside out.
Right.
Beautiful. All right. So listen – I think we should talk about our farewell a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely we need to.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It was kind of like we just kind of spontaneously decided last week. So it's not something that we even mulled over very long.
No.
I think from my part, it's just, I feel like I know that both you and I feel like we want to get our messages out. And there's a million different platforms, but part of it is the opportunity to connect with Max and Polly. And so I felt like if we better? Because I think it was echoing.
Yeah, that's better because you cut out.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what I just feel like we want to find the way that we connect to the people the most. And if we are not getting a bunch of callers each week, that doesn't feel like we're making this great connection. So it was kind of a spontaneous decision, but both of us were like, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really important. I think this is an incredible teaching moment for anybody listening, is that when we move through our life and we have an intuition to do something, to start something or whatever. Like Polly and I wanted to work together and we're like, well, let's create this. Let's do this. We followed that intuition, but we did it for a number of different reasons, and it doesn't matter the reason that you're doing it. And as Polly said, is that, you know, both her and I, we would like to connect more with people. And so what was happening was we were seeing that the results that were happening were not the results that we wanted. And so you have to step back in your life and go, am I going to keep, and this is what I believe really strongly, am I going to keep pushing the rock up the hill to try to get people to come and get them to call and push? And then, I mean, it was never like that, but it starts to feel like that. And your intuition will tell you, your gut will tell you, as I said, your gut will be like, yeah, things not exactly in alignment here. So don't keep going down that road, because once it's that famous thing, you close one door and then you don't know, but there is a lot of opportunities to do other things around. And I think that's really important. And a lot of times people will say, and I already have gotten some messages of people going, oh no, I'm so sad. And a little bit. And I'm like, I'm not sad. I know that this is just, there are reasons and there are seasons. I'm sad that, I'm not going to say that. I'm not sad. I feel like this served its purpose. And there's much more bigger adventures coming. Do you know what I'm saying, Polly?
Well, right. And part of it is like you and I wanted to do something because we enjoy working together. And so this radio is very easy. Radio is such an easy platform to do with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it wasn't, you know, if we weren't getting the results we wanted, there's something else. Like, I know that you and I will do some live events. And that was the bottom line, is to work together and put messages out together is really fun. So
yeah, exactly.
You're finding another, you know, we'll do it different ways.
And the other thing too, and then I just want to say the number to call in, if you're in the queue right now, just be patient. We'll get to you. The number to call in is 516-531-9809, 516-531-9809. And what I was going to say is that, you know, sorry, ultimately, when we allow ourselves to trust more, then letting go of something is so much easier. If we haven't developed that trust and we haven't developed that faith in universe and divine and God, then it's really hard because you think it's the ending. It's the ending. No, it's just another opportunity. And honestly, you have to look at how what's happening in the world and just look at it, you know, and you use your logic, because the logic is that when Polly's had her own show, I've had my own radio show before, and in the past, it's been really easy to get on, to attract a lot of people, and people will call in, and it was really, really easy. But something has shifted, and the energy has shifted around this radio thing, where it's just not happening anymore. And I think that's important to look at too. Something that the facts are that's not happening the way that it used to when we did the shows before, right?
Right, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like, I mean, light. Part of the fun of life is to. It was like a little mini adventure.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Mhm. Mhm. In the mini golden van, golden minivan.
In the golden minivan, you're absolutely right. It was like going on the Alcan Highway.
I love it. So that's really. I mean, I'm not sure what else to say, but I mean, we take that to heart, everyone that's listening. Is that if you feel like you're pushing a rock uphill with a project or with a relationship or with an exercise program or whatever, this is where developing, you know, your real intuitive skills is really big, because there's a point where you're like, you know, new projects can be difficult. They can be challenging, but it doesn't mean you just leave, you know, but sometimes something in you goes, this isn't right. I got to do something else. It's very different. It's very different. So if that's happening in your life right now, you know, take a moment and really ask yourself, ask your body, is it time to leave or is it time to stay? Whatever it is. I think that's important. Don't you think, Polly?
I do. And I think the other thing is, you know, I frequently have people look at, you know, what's your long-term goal? Say, even if it's a month from now, 3 months, 5 months, whatever year, what's your long-term goal? What is the most important thing to you? And if this, whatever you're doing, if the results or what you're doing is not bringing you to that goal, let it go, right? Because you've already identified what your long-term goal is, what you want in your life. And if this is not proving to bring that, it's a no-go.
Yeah, and also when you keep doing something that doesn't feel right, that is almost like settling for something that and it's giving the vibration and the message out to the universe like, oh, well, that's where they want to be. That's where they want to be. That's where they want to be. And the only reason
right.
that you don't move away from that is always fear. Fear of something. There's fear of something. And that's one thing that has to be addressed. You're afraid to end something. You're afraid to disappoint yourself. You're afraid that the money won't come in. You're afraid of whatever, right?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
for
no
sure.
more. Fear is
no more. Fear is no more. No more fear. It's only trust and flow and allowing, right?
Yep.
Yep.
It is.
For
kindness.
Sure. So,
kindness surrounds each of us at this very moment.
And that's so, what a perfect way to understand this whole thing. What's the kindest and most loving thing you can do for yourself and the situation?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's saying, it's over. And that's the kindest thing you can do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
I love it. We have another caller. Should we take another caller?
For sure. Absolutely.
For sure. All right. Great. Thank you. The number here that we're going to go to is 985-514. Area code 985-514. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Roxanne. How are you doing?
Great, Roxanne. How are you?
I am good. You know, I didn't even know you guys had a show. I saw it on Facebook this morning. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to tune in. And I'm sorry it's your last one, but thank you all for doing this one. And Max, we are Facebook friends. We don't know each other. We're just Facebook friends. Do you know?
Awesome. Well, we kind of know each other then.
Yeah, I see you here and there. We've got you. You've got your the group you posted in this morning of all of that law of attraction. It's living. I can't remember the name of it.
The Art of Joyful Living group.
There you go. Art of Joyful Living. I have that one. I think you're one of my friends. I'm not sure where I follow you. Who knows?
Thank you.
Sarah called in for y'all, and y'all touched all around that stuff, and she even said it herself. Something that doesn't need a big amount of room would be like an eBay resale store where people that don't have time to do that stuff can come in, and she can do it for them because she's highly organized, and I'm sure she can write good descriptions.
And you heard that's what her son has been telling her to do.
Yeah, I did hear all that. And I'm sitting here going, well, everybody went around it, but nobody said it. So,
that's great. I love that.
For her to look at.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So thanks for your supporting and calling in. So do you have a specific question about you, or do you want us to do a more of a general what we're picking up for you? What feels right to you?
How about just do a general? I don't have anything specific.
Great. So, Polly, are you picking up anything right away for Roxanne?
You know what, Roxanne, and hello, by the way.
Hi.
And you don't have to go into, like, details or whatever, but I feel like, do you have some type of, and it could be allergies, like some type of gut thing, like GI thing going on? And if you don't, just rest.
Go ahead.
Like, if you start feeling like you do, I want you to rest, increase your fluids, but it could be allergy stuff. It could be food allergies. It could be something, because I feel like there's some type of stuff going on in your GI.
Okay.
And I know that's like completely probably not what you expected to hear on the radio today.
That's all right.
Interesting. But, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyhow,
I can take that.
Oh, you
go ahead.
But okay. Anyhow, here's the thing. Like, I always have a pen and a piece of paper, and and like when I work with people one on one, I write. Like, I'll see things and I draw them, and so that's like what I drew was like a part of the GI, and I used to be a nurse a million years ago, and so that's what was coming to me. So it could be whatever. Just rest and that's what I was picking up.
Great. Do you have anything else for Roxanne right now? I do.
No.
Okay. So Roxanne, I wanna ask you. I get this sense. I haven't even picked a card yet, but I get a sense that you have just kind of. I feel like you've just wrapped something that was really challenging. Excuse me. Sorry. really challenging for yourself. Up. I'm not sure if you either were going through a really tough time, either in a relationship or I'm not sure what it is, but I feel like it's like you're finally over the hump right now. There's something that was just recently kind of wrapped up. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So because I feel like it was painful. I feel like this was a really tough situation. You don't have to tell me what it is. It was a tough situation, but I feel like you've rounded that corner of that, and now it's a period for you of real kind of advantage. It's a period where like there's a lot of opportunities are going to start like popping up for you. It's very fertile. I feel like there's fertile ground for advancement for you right now, Roxanne. I feel like there's a time, this time for you. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure if it's business or leisure or relationship or whatever, maybe even money. I'm not sure. But this, you getting over the hump and rounding the corner of what you just went through, you're going to sow the benefits of that. Does that make sense? Because I feel like right now, I think you actually, I'm feeling that you are like, this is what I get, that you're like, finally, I can just chill or something like that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, most definitely.
And I feel like this has a lot to do with your heart.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. You have a sparkling energy that's really beautiful, but you really, your heart was really, it was really hard on your heart, whatever this was, and you don't have to tell me. But now it's like, I feel like your heart's like, oh, thank God I'm relieved a little bit. So I can just move into the next segment of whatever my adventure is. Oh God, it's so interesting. It's very much like what we're doing with this show right now in a way. It's like, okay, but ours wasn't hard.
Time to move forward.
Time to move forward for sure. And let me pick a card for you. Hold on a second and then we'll
go ahead.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I get the Ten of Swords inverted. Do you know the tarot at all, Roxanne?
A little bit.
Okay, so the Ten of Swords when it's inverted is always about you've gotten through the hardest thing. And it's this period. It's exactly what we're talking about. Oh my God, I love how spirit works. It's a time that you can get your power back. That's what it is. It's like something has been pulling your power, but now it's the time that you get your power back. So the cards always, I love them because it really is telling me that what I'm picking up is right in line. So relax into this time. Allow yourself to be like, okay, there's a lot of fertile ground for a lot of adventure and new opportunity for you. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I hope you'll have an awesome day.
You too, my friend.
Before you go, I wanted to also let you know, definitely the rest and relaxation, but I was also hearing the signs are there. And so, you know, pay attention to all the little messages around you because I think you're receiving lots of little messages. So
all day long.
Yes, pay attention.
Love it.
Awesome.
Perfect. So, great, Roxanne.
Thank
you.
You
have a great
so
day
much.
Too, and then sure. You can connect. You can connect with either of us and let us know how you're doing. Okay.
Sure
yep.
will. Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank
Take
you
care.
For calling.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Let's go back.
Oh, so sweet. So sweet, right? All right. And I do want to say this. When you said esophagus and rest and everything, the last few nights, I have been getting heartburn in the middle of the night at 2:30 in the morning every night. And sitting up and being like, oh, are you kidding me?
Oh,
and staying up for like 2 or 3 hours because the heartburn was like intense. I mean, I'll take like, you know, Zantac or something. But it's so interesting when you said esophagus and you need rest. I'm like, I can take that because that's what's happening to me.
That's funny. I don't know why that came through, but you know how I write when I'm talking to people. And that's like what I drew. And so I just, you know, I still feel like it's there. So, you know, it's one of those things. Sometimes it makes sense right away. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't always, but it makes sense to me. So, like I said, I'll take it.
Thank
I'll take it.
Well, and the other thing is interpretation, right?
Yeah.
It's the way you or I interpret it, right? And then not only that, the next step is the way, you know, we have to find the words to describe it so that the person that we're sharing with understands it. So it's interpretation three ways.
Yeah, it's our truth, their truth, and then how it's being perceived.
Yeah,
for sure. I love it. Okay, we have let's go back to the callers.
Awesome.
All right, so the next caller we're going to go to is area code 904568. Unless this is... I don't think that this is Roxanne again, but just make sure. 904568, you are on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Max and Polly. It's Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. What do you got going on today?
Oh, not a whole lot.
That's
I was just
good.
Listening to the show for the first time because I finally figured out how to get to it.
Oh, excellent.
So So you follow both of us somewhere, Sandy?
I follow you, Max.
Great. Awesome.
On Periscope.
Oh, on Periscope.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. Very good. Very good. Cool. So how do you have a specific something that's, you know, that's challenging or that you would like some information on intuitively, or do you want us to pick up something general for you, Sandy?
I'd like to know what you guys are picking up on.
Great. Polly, you want to take the lead on Sandy, or you want me to?
Sure. Okay. Sandy, take a big breath in for me. I'm just going to connect to you. So take a nice big breath in. And release. I feel that you actually have, there's something that, the way they're showing me the image of where you are, and this doesn't have to be literal, or is you standing in front of like a big, like pasture land, and you could turn around, so whatever this is, you could turn around and be like, you know, you're super proud of it, but And so there's something that you have in your life that you're not quite ready to reveal. There's something that you're like cooking up that you're thinking, okay, this is it, but you're not quite ready to reveal. Does that make sense to you? So there's something that you are in the progress of, or that you might even, it's like, it could even be a dream, but you're not ready to share that with the world yet. Does that make sense?
I've actually been trying to figure out kind of what I'm going to do when I grow up, even though I'm already grown.
Okay, well, do you have like any dream? Is there anything that you've like touched on that you're like, yeah, this is what I want to do? Do you have anything? Because I feel like you have. You've hit on something.
There is kind of one thing, but I'm not sure about it, so.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's what's coming through. It's like, you have this potential. It's there. But you kind of have your back to it. So I doubt that you're like, I mean, maybe you are thinking about this wonderful pasture land. I don't think that that's it. I think it, you know, that's just the way they show it to me. It's like this potential, this thing you're standing in front of that you could share with other people, but you're not ready to, and you're not sure how to.
Yeah.
But you
yeah.
can.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You basically just
okay.
have to move
uh-huh.
out of the move out of the way. And the other thing, I'm going to let Max go. I feel like you have to look at it squarely, like the way, like you're not fully looking at it. You're not really allowing yourself to dive in and explore what it would look like, you know, what you would have to do. And so that's the next step, is really, really commit to exploring it. Like, you're not even really doing that yet. So make it so that it's
you're
more
right.
available for you to explore
mm-hmm.
the idea.
Yeah, that's
right?
interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
Because you'll have fun. I mean, it's good and it's open. It's like it gives you breathing room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree. Sandy, what is your screen name on Periscope?
Mama Panda.
I knew it. I knew it was Mama Panda. I was like, oh, my God, it's Mama Panda.
How did you know?
Okay. I don't know, but I was thinking that. So Sandy, I was getting this impression because, you know, I can get some impression from Periscope even, but when I hear someone's voice, it gives me, a lot of times the audio gives me a lot of information. And I got this phrase, and I've written it down. Speaking of writing, I write down too, but I got this phrase that my guide was telling me over and over that, and I think it's really applicable. And when I tell it to you, don't take this as like a judgment, okay? He keeps telling me she's her own worst enemy right now. She's her own worst enemy. She's her own worst enemy.
Absolutely correct.
Right. Good. So you're your own worst enemy. And really, some people I wouldn't tell that to because they would take it to their ego and be like, oh, well, I'm really horrible. You're not going to take it like that. Right now, and it's right now you're on your worst enemy, and I feel that for sure, because you you're at a stalemate. You're at a stalemate right now, and I agree with Polly that it's almost like it's kind of like what I just said. It's like you're waiting for the inspiration before you move. I think you need to move, and you will be inspired.
Yeah.
because I think there is such energy in you just going, I'm just going to freaking try that thing right now. And it doesn't have to be like this, because I feel like you're your own worst enemy, because your mind goes, it's the thing. Dun, dun, dun. It's the thing. Dun, dun, dun. I think you need to, you know, it's kind of like how we're looking at our show. It's like, you know what? It was an adventure along the stop. And so, you know, you go into things like that instead of like, this is the be all and the end all. Because if you're the be all and the end all kind of mentality, you'll be your own worst enemy, because you won't take a chance and have an adventure. Are you there?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So it was just like a clicking or something.
Yeah. Okay. So that whole thing is the main thing that I get for you is that, you know what, just move in some direction, do something that's fun or interesting. And it doesn't have to be the big thing. It doesn't have to be the big thing, but just move in a direction.
Yeah.
And I get the Ace of Rods for you. And that's a great card, because it's telling me that it's the beginning of a new internal adventure for you. That it's a newness. Ace is always the beginning of something. And the rods are always this idea of your internal journey, So it's a good time for you to start moving in some direction, because the pathways, the energetic pathways are ready for you to be like, I'm ready, but it's going to only happen when you take the action. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Good. Does that help?
Sandy,
go ahead, Polly.
Oh, sorry. So, Sandy, I don't know why I first saw you fall like pasture land or outdoor. Were you ever raised around that? Or does that have any impact, meaning, you know, any connection in your life, like pasture land?
No, but I'm very connected to nature, and that's actually where I'd like to end up on kind of.
So here's the thing. There's something very, you know, like the lifestyle that if you're out in a rural area, especially, you know, years ago, you know, that simple lifestyle where you're not caught up in like social media, you're really caught up in, you know, the passing of the seasons, right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's much more simple. You're much more, that has a very strong pull for you. Like that has a gentleness for you where you can finally relax. Like if you're able to land yourself in a situation like that, you seriously are more at home, more at peace, and can finally relax. Where you're not wound up so much where you feel like, you know, because there's some anxiety that you have in, you know, in our modern day lifestyle, there's some anxiety stuff with you. And if you can remove yourself from that, really taking back, like another thing I was seeing was dogwood trees, who knows why. But if you could go back to a time that was more simple, it's like, that really is good for your head. It's good for you and good for your head. You can do that. I mean, you can do that even without moving from wherever you are. You can bring in those, you know, what do those areas have? What do those lifestyles have? And bring that into your life.
Love it.
Okay.
Those are good. Love it. Good. Does that help you, Sandy?
Yes, it does.
Awesome. And thank you so much for being so supportive of my work. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, good.
I get good information. So.
I'm glad. So, so hopefully you're taking that information and putting it into your life.
I will definitely. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, peace be with you.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Great. All right. So there's much to be said about that idea about just moving, even though you don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
And that is the leap of faith, right? The leap of faith and the trust to be like, you know what? I don't know, but maybe I don't need to know right now. Maybe I need to just follow that something is telling me to move, to just do something. You know, I think that's really important. Really important.
Well,
I love it.
That, and also when people want something in their life, I mean, say you live in New York City and you're like, I got to get out, or, you know, some like, what, you know, you can bring in the elements of what you know, this other area that you want, can bring that into your day-to-day life. And that can help you connect with it. That can help you bring peace into your life. Yeah. That can also get you where you want to go.
Really well said, Polly. You're right. You're exactly right. Because those little pangs of that little intuition that will that you can, wherever you are, you can start to follow it. Just start to, and you know,
yeah.
I always teach the turtle theory, right? The turtle theory, little by little, small step. And you just keep taking those small steps and you'll look back in 6 months and you'll be like, whoa, shit, my whole life has changed because I kept taking those little tiny steps. Love that.
Yep.
Love that. Well, Polly, I think we've come to the end of the road for this incarnation.
Yeah, well, hopefully not completely, but for the radio show, yes.
Yes, exactly. You know, I'm just
being silly.
That's
funny.
Just being silly. So I'm personally, I just want to really, I mean, I want to thank all of the people that do our individual careers and our collaboration, the things we've done together. I want to thank everybody that has been so loving and so supportive to our work. You know, Polly and I both do this work because we are drawn to it, and we cannot do it without all of you. And I just want to say, even though this is going into transition to something more fabulous or shifting or changing, it doesn't mean that we don't completely appreciate and love and really, really are thankful and grateful for all of you that have supported this project, and knowing that as we move forward, we will just go to new adventures. So I wanted to say that before we completely wrapped up. So that's what I wanted to say. And it's been a pleasure, as always, to work with you, Polly, and to connect with you. And I see this as a beautiful stepping stone. So that's what I want to say before we do our final wrap. Yeah. What do you want to say, Polly?
Well, I want to say thank you, everybody, who, you know what, even if they just dip their toes into the idea of talking to an intuitive or getting coaching, anybody who just dip their toes in to see what it's like, thank you, right? And we really appreciate, I really appreciate everybody who's reached out to us. And like you said, Max, who has supported us in any way, shape, or form. So thank you for that. We will still have that Facebook page, Connect with Max and Polly, that we'll follow. And we will do, I'm sure we'll do some live events in California and Arizona.
For sure.
In the meantime, you can find me right now on gateways.com. That's with the number 2. And if you make it there, sign up for my blog. It'll say the newsletter, and then if you want, you can get a free 10-minute reading, but you just need to let me know when you sign up that is your intent. So gateways2peace.com, that's with the number 2, Polly Wyrum.
And everyone should do that because Polly Wyrum's incredible, and that's a beautiful gift that she's giving everybody, for sure. And then, you know, my website is attractpositiveresults.com, that you can always send me a contact there. I get all, that's the easiest way to contact me. I've got a couple of different announcements. The first announcement is that I'm doing a divine message gathering an evening in Australia. I'm going to be in Australia for the very first time in, oh my God, like just over 4 weeks, which is going to be amazing. So I've already sold out for the event in Melbourne, but we have some spaces in Sydney, and this is a 2-hour private gathering where we do energy work. I connect with source. I do channeling. If your loved ones come through, that happens. But everyone in this small group will walk away shifted and changed and healed in some beautiful way. And so we are doing that in Sydney, and it's going to be in a very central location. And so if you would like to participate in that, please, please, please let me know if you're in the Sydney area. I want to say that. The other announcement, but is if you are interested in truly taking taking your spiritual awakening to a deeper, more expansive level is you might want to consider doing the Miracles Box, which is a subscription box that I've created that helps you to do all 365 lessons of A Course in Miracles. And it's a beautiful practice. Your life will start to change. We just opened it up on January 1st. It's just the end of January, and already people are like, I cannot believe just in 30 days how much their perception has changed, how much more peace they have than when they started. So if you're interested in doing that, there's a lot of other perks, which I won't go into. You can go to themiraclesbox.com. All right. That's my thing. That's my thing.
Awesome. Well, until we meet again on a different platform, which I'm sure we will meet again. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Max. And create a beautiful February, because it's almost February.
That's right. Thank you, Polly. And we love you, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay connected. You can find Max at attractpositiveresults.com. You can find Polly at gatewaystopeace.com. You can find us both on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at ConnectsMax and Polly. Have a great week. Bye-bye.